Welcome to Jenny's Baby Clinic, your safe space for factual information during your pregnancy or early months of parenthood. Because in this so-called new normal of social distancing, we all need someone who's in our corner.
Hello, this is Jenny Johnson. You're pregnant and you're worried and you're scared and you've possibly been told that your partner is allowed to come into hospital with you just for the birth. Or you've possibly told that he's not allowed to come into the hospital at all. We all who have had a child or the thought of having a child now can't believe how tough that must be. Everybody in the medical community understands exactly as you feel, as does every woman who's ever had a child. But that's what has to happen, and we have to protect the health of yourself and your new little baby. So to get rid of fear is the key here. If your partner is not with you when you are in hospital, then these are some things to think on. It's a very, very special time to bond with your baby. I advise that you have her or him on your chest, skin to skin for most of the time. You don't have to worry about putting him down in a crib. You just have to worry about feeding him or her as often as is needed. I teach to wake your baby up 3 hours in the day and to leave her or him at night to go a little bit longer if they want to. Feed often and don't feed too much in the first 2 days because your milk hasn't come in and that may crack your nipples if baby feeds for too long. Without husband there and without visitors there, it is a time to rest and to sleep and to let your baby be with you. The only difference is that instead of inside, the child is now lying nestled between your breasts, bonding beautifully. If your baby has to go into the NICU, ICU or high care nursery, trust that the nurses are highly specialized. Most of them have been doing this for a very long time. They know how you feel and they will look after your baby well. I'd like to suggest that you take your own antibacterial soap to hospital and you wash your hands often. If you are bed bound, just take a bowl with you in case. In a public hospital, it's sometimes easier just to take everything you need. A bowl, some green bar soap gets rid of 99% of germs. Wash your hands often and limit contact with everything else that you touch. With the introduction of social distancing, you will be discharged from hospital possibly on day 1 or day 2 and maybe with a seizure day 3. But it seems to differ from hospital to hospital and gynecologist to gynecologist. So just be prepared that this may happen. It's fine. Going home early is actually what most of the world does. It's just private hospitals here where we have the luxury of staying longer. But it's fine to go home. It's actually rather lovely to go home. You do need to think about what support you're going to have at home. If it's post-lockdown, then but still limited access as we go forward. I know the rules will change, but you are going to need some support. Whether your partners can get more paternity leave once they've now just had enforced leave with everything that's happening is one thing to look at. If your partner cannot be with you, it's a huge bonus to have a mum or mum-in-law be available at all times, just for that first week or so while you settle. On day 3, so you've just got home, it is normal to get the baby blues. Everything is just very, very sad and your emotions are all over the place. You're terribly hormonal. You don't know why you're crying. You feel very, very happy, but you just cry a lot. That is completely normal. Your milk also comes in and that is a whole different set of issues that might present to you. I will do another talk on breastfeeding if it's called for. The third thing that happens when you come home from hospital is that your baby might get jaundiced on day 3. All those things happen at the same time. So you do need to have the support and you also just need to be prepared that if this happens, it is all okay and it's all normal. You can always go back to a hospital. It's nice to know that where you delivered can be your port of call in the middle of the night or at a strange time. You just go back to the maternity ward. They've only just said goodbye to you and they'll be able to help you nicely. some practical things to think of whilst you're still pregnant is to have meals prepared, to have stores with delivery options to do just that. From now, when you're making a meal for you and your partner, make a double up meal and put one in one of those tinfoil holders and freeze it. Delivered meals from friends is an absolute bonus and blessing, but you do get used to your own meals as well, and you miss some special dishes that perhaps you and your husband, partner particularly love. Another thing to think of for when you get home is if there's a series, you've probably watched everything now with this huge big time of being at home, but if there's any series or a new series that you know is going to be coming when you're about to have the baby, don't watch it, save it. Because when you first come home, it is either very, very peaceful because baby just eats and sleeps, or it can be crazy. If baby just eats and sleeps, you kind of wonder what you're going to do with yourselves. And then having something to watch and something to do and enjoy is a bonus. On your first night home with baby is going to be scary. And then she might just sleep and eat the whole night through and be happy and content, and it's easy. And the next night comes along and he doesn't settle and he does cry. And you feed and you walk and you burp and you pass him to from one of you to the other, and you feed again, and you take a layer of blanket off and you put another one on, and you just really, and then he does a poo and then he does another one, and it's just a constant one task after another. But with all of that, he just won't stop crying. It's tough. You just get through the night, let him sleep on your chest, put him just as I taught you to do when he's in hospital, rock him from side to side, use a dummy if you have one. We like the cherry dummies, those cheap little dummies that you get, I think they're on the counters at the big baby stores. And sway from side to side, lie on your bed and move from side to side, lying down, and let your baby fall asleep on your chest. Just try and get some sleep. The next night comes along and you're going to dread going to sleep because you're going to think the same thing's going to happen. It doesn't. Very often, it's just a one-off thing. The first few days will pass, and slowly you will get into this whole big, beautiful motherhood journey.
You've been listening to Jenny's Baby Clinic. Please subscribe to this podcast via your smartphone's podcast app so you don't miss future episodes.